Chapter 7. The Ranger. An elephant was lying near a tree. It wasn't moving. Sir Kimba approached it slowly and sat down on the ground beside it. "It's dying," he said sadly. Suddenly, he took something from behind the elephant's leg. It was a small arrow. "Poachers," Sir Kimba said. "This arrow has killed the elephant."
"Are you sure?" Julie asked in surprise.
"How can a small arrow kill a big animal like this?"
"They put very strong poison on the arrow, and it can kill an elephant," said Sir Kimba in an angry voice.
"Why are people so cruel?" Julie asked, but she knew the answer. Poachers get a lot of money for the ivory. Now she was here, face to face with the terrible reality. Suddenly, they heard the sound of a jeep approaching the waterhole. Julie and Sir Kimba watched as the door opened. A tall man came out of the jeep and walked towards them. He approached them with a friendly smile.
"Hi," he said. "I'm Ben, and I'm the ranger on the reserve. I saw your balloon going into the trees, and I was worried about you."
"You don't need to worry about us," said Sir Kimba, pointing to the dying elephant. "You need to worry about the elephants on this reserve. Poachers have killed this elephant."
"Yes, we know about the elephant," said Ben. "We're working with the police to find the poachers."
"I hope you catch them soon," said Julie.
"Well, it's not very easy to catch poachers," said Ben. "They usually move very fast. They could be in another country now, selling the ivory."
"Or maybe they're still here, and they're planning their next poaching expedition," Julie said.
"Listen, I know who's responsible for this. It's George Mason, the manager of the Maasai Hotel." She stopped when she saw the surprised look on Ben's face. "I probably sound crazy, but I don't care. I'm not going to stay quiet," she said.
"George Mason? Why do you think that?" Ben asked.
Julie told Sir Kimba and Ben about all the suspicious incidents of the last few days, and about Mason's efforts to keep her away from the waterhole. They listened quietly. When Julie finished, Ben said,
"Well, that's an interesting story, but I don't believe it. I know George Mason. He really cares about the animals in the reserve. I'm sure he isn't involved in the poaching of this elephant. But I'll check it out."
"I really think you should," said Julie. "Who knows? Maybe it's not just this elephant. Maybe other elephants were killed. I mean, this is called the Land of the Elephants, isn't it? Have you realised there aren't many elephants in this nature reserve? Where are they all? Why have they all disappeared?"
Julie looked at Sir Kimba, but he wasn't listening to her. He was looking across the waterhole. Julie also looked in that direction. Something was moving in the vegetation. But it was getting dark now, and it was difficult to see. Julie began to walk in that direction, but Sir Kimba stopped her.
"Wait," he said. "It might be a dangerous animal."
Ben looked worried.
"I'm going to get my gun from the jeep," he said.
Julie looked through her new binoculars in the direction of the noise. She could see a little trunk and two small elephant ears.
"It's a baby elephant," she cried.
It took them only a few minutes to walk around the waterhole to the baby elephant. It was standing behind the trees, looking very frightened.
"Poor thing," said Ben. "The dead elephant was probably its mother."
Julie looked at the baby elephant and she wanted to cry. It was very young, maybe just a few weeks old, and it was a lovely little creature. It might not survive alone, now that its mother was dead. It was so sad.
We must take this elephant to an animal orphanage as soon as possible, Sakimba said. It needs help.
I'll take care of it, Ben said quickly. First, we'll put the balloon and the basket onto my jeep, and I'll take you two back to the hotel. Then I'll come back here for the baby elephant.
Oh, I forgot about the balloon, said Julie. It's good that you've got a jeep. We couldn't get the balloon back to the hotel without it.